Here I will show step by step how an advanced energy meter slash thermostat with LCD screen can be converted so that it can operate 100% locally without the cloud and without the manufacturer's servers. I'll be converting the S1TWFR discussed earlier here. To do this, I'll upload OpenBeacon to the Wi-Fi module and configure it accordingly to communicate with the Tuya MCU on board. It's worth reading the previous section here, where I showed pairing this meter with Tuya energy meter thermostat with LCD S1TWFR first impression Tuya application. By the way, let me once again remind you of the collective topic about Tuya MCU. Tuya MCU flashing, installation and configuration guide, configure DPID for Home Assistant. This topic assumes the reader's knowledge of Tuya MCU. Plan of action to free this device from the cloud, the following steps must be taken. 1. Disassemble the device. 2. Intercept the UART communication Tuya MCU separately for each operation in the mobile app. This step can be replaced when using Tuya API. 3. Soldering the Wi-Fi module to upload OpenBeacon via UART. 4. Configuration of OpenBeacon based on the acquired Tuya NCU DPID data. I will try to describe each of the steps here. Interior of S1TWFR. We remove the seal and look inside. We remove the housing, bull. The whole is based on the CB3S module, BK7321N. You can upload OpenBeacon, bull, but first let's take a look at the interior. The relay is an HF32FV-16 for 16 amp 250 VAC. There's more going on the other side of the board. That's because this device is based on the Tuya MCU. So here we have a Wi-Fi module separately and an additional microcontroller separately. BL0942 here is responsible for measuring current, voltage, and power. It reports the results to the microcontroller right next to it. This MCU next to it is the CH573F 32-bit RISC-V. It is powered by a 3.3-volt LDO. I was curious about the BP0P189 chip. I think it's something from Bluetooth. I wonder why, since the BK7321R already has BT. I associate the JL logo with other similar chips. There remains the question of power supply. These are provided by the KP3211BSG. This is a non-isolated inverter controller. There is no flyback power supply. Communication intercept. In accordance with the topic on Tuya MCU, I have intercepted communication on the RX-TX lines. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. I use my analyzer to capture. Tuya MCU analyzer. UART packet decoder for Tuya devices, DPID detector, due to the lack of galvanic isolation with this device. The capture should preferably be done via suitable opto-isolators on both UART lines, all. Alternatively, a completely disconnected, battery-powered device can be used. Here is the captured data, each operation separately. The data presented can be pasted into my analyzer to see the DPID of the variables and their types and values. Feel free to experiment on your own. The data so defined will then be used to write the OBK configuration for this device. Fragment with measurements, DPID 110, 108, 109. Temperature 18.8 degrees Celsius and other measurements. Turning on and off several times. Child lock on and off. Changed OVP from 265 to 275. Changed OCP from 10A to 16A. Changing the temperature calibration from 0 to 4.5 degrees Celsius. Change OPP from 3000 watts to 3680 watts. Set cooling start at 21.7 degrees. Set cooling stop at 25.6 degrees. Changing the cooling mode to heating. Setting the heating start at 12.3 degrees Celsius. Changed kilowatt hour price to 304.52. Changing the heating stop to 23.3 degrees Celsius. With this information now in hand, you can proceed to the next stage. Changing the firmware. We already have the DPIDs and their roles collected, so we start with just uploading OpenBeacon. This requires the Wi-Fi module to be soldered out, or at least cutting off its communication with the MCU. As the Tuya MCU uses the same UART port as the programming, I decided to solder out the module myself, then connect the USB to UART converter according to my flasher's instructions. Here the configuration cannot be.